in Yemen, which the Iranian-backed group says have killed at least five fighters and wounded six more. The group has targeted dozens of international cargo ships in response to Israel's actions in Gaza. Rishi Sunak says the operation appears to have been a success.
We've carried out a series of strikes together with allies, which will, we believe, degrade and disrupt the capability. The types of things that we've targeted are launch sites for missiles and for drones. Initial indications are that those strikes have been successful.
Meanwhile, the Prime Minister says the UK's support for Ukraine will not falter. Mr. Sunak's announced he's increasing military funding to £2.5 billion in the next financial year to support Ukrainian troops. Elsewhere, the mother of an 18-month-old boy and her ex-partner have both been sentenced to life in prison after being found guilty of murdering the toddler in a caravan in Kent 3 years ago. Sian Hedges and Jack Benham have received minimum terms of 19 and 23 years, respectively. Alfie Phillips suffered 70 injuries to his body. Detective Chief Inspector Kathleen Way.
I think what we've heard today is that both were driven by use of drugs and alcohol. They put their needs before those of Alfie's, and they were just, you know, only sure about what they wanted and neglected what Alfie needed. And I think that says a lot about their characters.
Broadcaster Annie Nightingale, who was Radio 1's first female DJ, has died aged 83. She passed away yesterday at her home in London after a short illness. The UK economy grew slightly in November, suggesting we may have avoided a technical recession. Figures show it expanded by 0.3%. And Ariana Grande's return to pop music with her first solo single in 3 years. It's called Yes And. That's the latest. I'm Victoria Lawrence.
Thanks, Victoria. Another news update in an hour's time.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
While it continues to be overcast throughout the rest of the afternoon, we certainly haven't seen any sunshine today. High of 7 and a low of 2 tonight. Better day tomorrow, sunny intervals around and gentle breeze, but cooler with 5 degrees and 2 degrees at night time. A Sunday, similar kind of day, sunny intervals and a gentle breeze, but going down to -2 on Sunday night. Beautiful sunny days on Monday and Tuesday, highs of 3 and 4 degrees respectively, but very cold at night time, a -4 on Monday night and -1 on Tuesday night. And come Wednesday, well, unfortunately, we're looking at some sleet showers.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Making your Friday sound better. Patrick Sherring on Phoenix 98 FM.
And welcome back. And if you just joined us, great to have you with us here this afternoon. Sad to hear about Annie Nightingale and one of the voices, the classic voices from early Radio 1 there, and very much somebody who pioneered female DJs on the radio, and she'll be much missed. She'll have enjoyed the next track that's coming up, I'm sure. If you've just joined us and you wanted to join in with the competition, well, we've had two already. We had Athol Guy from The Seekers, the guy who played the bass player and had the Buddy Holly glasses, and Vicky Peterson from The Bangles. So two down and one to go here. And the third one we've got today is Robbie Krieger, an American guitarist and founder member of the rock band The Doors. Krieger wrote or co-wrote many of The Doors' songs, including the hits Light My Fire, Love Me Two Times, Touch Me, Love Me Madly. When The Doors disbanded following the death of lead singer Jim Morrison, Krieger continued to perform and record with other musicians, including former band mates John Densmore and Ray Manziak. Krieger was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame as a member of The Doors and is listed by Rolling Stone of one of the 100 greatest guitarists of all time when the magazine did its list in both 2003 and 2011. In the 2023 edition, he was repositioned at number 248. We're going to go to one of the songs that he wrote from 1967, Light My Fire, USA number one, selling well over a million, number seven in the UK. And in the Rolling Stones list of greatest songs of all time, it's there at number 35. So how old do you reckon Robbie Krieger is? Radio at phoenixfm.com.
To say to you, girl, we couldn't get much higher. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. The time you hesitate is through. The time you wallow in the mire. Become a funeral pyre. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire.
That's a third of our three tracks today in the competition, and well, we'll see how everybody has got on with all of this. Thank you for Patrick in Ingatestone and Chris in Guildford for being in touch. And of course, we've got Chris and Bob, our regular participants here in the studio here. So, Chris, how confident are you today? That doesn't work very well on radio.
Not very.
And Bob, what about yourself?
I'm the same. Not very.
Not very. Well, let's wait and see, shall we? So we started off with Athol Guy from The Seekers. And so we asked how old you think he was. So, Chris, how old do you reckon?
84.
Bob?
81.
Okay, Chris in Guildford thought 79. And Patrick thought 78. He is, in fact, 84. So Chris here, 3 points here in the studio, so leaping into the lead. So then we came on to Vicky Peterson from the Bangles, and we asked how old you thought she was. So Chris?
62.
Bob?
63.
Chris in Guildford thought 51, and Patrick thought 53. She is, in fact, 66. So therefore, Bob gets 1 point for that. So going into the last answer here, we've got Chris on 3, Bob on 1, and Chris and Patrick with nothing at all at the moment. So, well, it's well all down to this. So it's all down to Robbie Krieger from The Doors. And so, how old did we think he was? Well, so, Chris, how old did you
73.
Think? 73. And Bob, how old did you think?
79.
And Chris in Guildford thought 76, and Patrick thought 82. He is, in fact, 78. So, therefore, yes, Bob, so you're 1 year out for that. So, therefore, that's just 1 point for that, really. So, that means that, Patrick, thank you for playing along today. No points today. Same with you, Chris, in Guildford, who I have to say, he didn't have any confidence at all in his answers when they came in for us. But that gives us 2 points for Bob here in the studio and 3 points for our winner today, Chris. Here also in the studio as well. But anyway, you both did really well, though, didn't you? So yes. There you go. So, Chris, are you surprised?
Yes, very.
Yeah,
I can gloat all week now.
Absolutely. Gloating rights are yours. So, Patrick and Ingatestone, thank you again for taking part. You asked for a track by ABBA. We couldn't do the one that you asked for, I'm afraid. But what we can do is for you, Take a Chance on Me, which came out in 1978. Number one in the UK, Belgium and in Ireland. And top 10 in 8 more countries. And number 3 in the States.
If you change your mind,
take a chance
on the first in line,
take a chance
on the arms still free,
take a chance
on me. If you need me, let me know, gonna be around. If you got no place to go when you're feeling down, if you're all alone.
Take a chance on me. Give me-
at ABBA and Take a Chance on Me. Thank you very much for that, Patrick, for asking for that track here today. Don't forget, of course, today's show's all been recorded. It'll all be there on the show blog of Friday, the 12th of January, 2024. My word, where do all the years go? 16 minutes after 2.
The local radio station for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix 98 FM.
The directors and management at Brentwood Town Football Club wish to offer you an invitation. Come and join us at the Arena Brentwood and support your local team. We're your local community club and a warm, friendly welcome awaits you. Brentwood Town are looking to mount a serious push for promotion this season. Admission is only £10 for adults and accompanied children under 16 are free. Entrance is just £5 for concessions and students, and unaccompanied under 16s can get in for only £3. So join us and be part of our journey.
Leolino Billericay is an exquisite modern Lebanese restaurant featuring a beautifully expansive outdoor garden and a private dining room, a perfect setting to celebrate any occasion. We take pride in serving traditional dishes infused with a delightful modern twist, meticulously crafted using only the finest ingredients. To book a table or inquire about exclusive venue hire, call us on 01277 714477 and join us to indulge in the epitome of modern Lebanese hospitality. Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet 2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel, and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full atoll and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Lovely cricket. If you like your cricket, then don't miss 98 Not Out every Thursday between 6 and 7 right here on Phoenix FM with me, Darren Mutu. I'll be bringing you all the latest news locally, nationally and internationally from around the world of cricket. There'll be some guests, a bit of chat and some music too, so don't miss it every Thursday, 6 till 7 on Phoenix FM.
Yes, and don't forget, of course, you can vote for 98 Not Out. 98, it's been shortlisted for the best cricket podcast in this year's Sports Podcast Awards. And if you go onto our website, you can find a direct link there where you can vote for the show. And the closing date for that is the 28th of January. So I was chatting in the first hour here with Chris and Bob about cancer research, and remind us again why you were involved in cancer research. Now, Bob, you can tell us why did Chris become involved in cancer research?
I was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma in 1990, and when I started my treatment, Chris wanted to get involved with cancer research, so she contacted the local committee, and they were doing a fundraising collection at Harlow Town Centre, and she went up there and met them and got involved with that, and then my mum joined in, and then my sister joined in later on, and she's been doing it for the last 34 years.
Yeah, absolutely. And what sorts of things you've been doing?
Jumble sales, boot sales, makers markets, bingo nights, teddy tombolas, raffles. I make cakes and sell, and I don't charge, but do a donation to cancer research. So I make wedding cakes, things like that, birthday cakes. We do quiz nights. We're just looking to do a bingo night. That's our next little venture in the next few months. Walks, runs, swims,
okay,
everything.
And I guess you started this as well. It was a bit of a support group for yourselves. But,
definitely.
But over the last 34 years then, what's it become for you, really?
Part of our life, really, I think, really, now. We just do it automatically and don't ever imagine it not being there, I guess. It's just always something that we do all the time.
Absolutely. And as we were saying earlier as well, of course, everybody knows someone who's had cancer.
Definitely.
Some have been like Bob and survived, some not. And it's just an important thing. And, of course, all the money that can be raised all helps towards the things. And you kind of like gave us a good example of how the money has changed the treatments.
Definitely. So things like when Bob was having his treatment, he had some tablets to take after his the actual chemotherapy, 6 hours after, and then every 6 hours to stop him getting mouth ulcers. One on the last treatment, I think we were so glad that we'd finished, we forgot about it, and we was about an hour late taking them, and within an hour his mouth was full of ulcers. So it was really uncomfortable and horrible for him, really, because he couldn't eat and couldn't swallow properly, couldn't talk. So not only do they do the research to make the drugs to actually cure people, they're trying to make the chemo better as well, so it's more palatable, I guess, for people to actually have.
Yeah, brilliant.
Well.
And of course, we talked about the runs as well that happens every year as well.
Yeah, Race for Life. Yeah, sign up for Race for Life, definitely.
Yeah, absolutely.
They're good fun.
Absolutely.
Our daughter's done the muddy run. She loved that.
I bet she did. Right. Tell us about your obsession with Bon Jovi and why we've got Living on a Prayer.
I've always loved Bon Jovi. The children, unfortunately, have been equally brainwashed, really. That's all you ever got in my house was either Kate Bush or Bon Jovi. They preferred the Bon Jovi. So we've been to see them lots of times. The children have come as well. We had our ill-fated trip to America because we always wanted to go over there and see them. And we got out there. All six of us went, and unfortunately he was ill, so it was cancelled. So it was a bit of a thwarted trip, but we've been to see them, I think, at least a dozen times here in England, and have Bon Jovi on all the time. And if I go around my daughter's or my son's house, they've got Bon Jovi on as well, so it's a bit of a family trait now.
Yeah, a bit of a family trait, really. And let's find out the info about Living on a Prayer. So it was number one in the USA and in three more countries. UK number four, top 10 in eight more, global sales and downloads of over 6 million in January 2023. The video passed 1 billion views on YouTube. Bon Jovi and Living on a Prayer. And we'll have the chart from this week in 1980 fairly soon, but we need to give you a little bit of an update.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
So let's tell you what's happening on roundabout on the roads here locally. Centre of Billericay is still pretty busy around the High Street area. Also busy in Shenfield down by the station. Also some traffic further along there on the 1023 past Shenfield School. Actually, that's pretty busy as well this afternoon now as well. There was some roadworks when we came through earlier, and that's clearly causing a bit of a hold-up. Centre of Brentwood, busy in all directions, of course, around Wilson's Corner, particularly coming from the Ingrave direction this afternoon now. Not so bad along the Ongar Road at this time. The junction down at the Brook Street, again, that's a little bit more busier than it was an hour ago, but it's nothing too difficult really down there. The motorway is unbelievably well behaved today. No problems at all on the M25 now within our area, or indeed on the M11 either, which is really good. The A12's got those little bits of hold up where it's the 40-mile work hour work going on in between Margaretting and Mount Nessing. Beyond that, there nothing really, and still pretty easy round Hoe Green as well, and up through Boreham. Centre of Chelmsford are busier than it was an hour ago, particularly busy now around quite a lot of it, actually, around the Army and Navy in all of the directions. Prince's Road, very heavy. And then, it's as you'd expect it Friday lunchtime here in Chelmsford. So let's have a look at the chart this week in 1980. At number 20, I'm in the Mood for Dancing. That's the Nolans. 19, Blue Peter from Mike Oldfield. And 18, Wonderful Christmas Time from Paul McCartney. 17, Living on an Island. And that is Status Quo. 16, it's the Gibson Brothers with Que Sera Mi Vida. 15, London's Calling from The Clash. And 14, My Girl from Madness. Is It Love You're After from Rose Royce. 12, John, I'm Only Dancing from David Bowie. And 11, With You I'm Born Again, Billy Preston and Syreeta. At 10, My Simple Heart, The 3 Degrees. 9, Walking on the Moon from The Police. 8, Rapper's Delight from the Sugar Hill Gang. At 7, Please Don't Go, Casey and the Sunshine Band. 6, Tears of a Clown from The Beat. Number 5, I Only Want to Be With You from The Tourists. Number 4, Day Trip to Bangor from Fiddler's Dream. 3, Brass in My Pocket from The Pretenders. And 2, I Have a Dream from ABBA. It's number 1, and as it was last week, and it was number 1 for a long run, it's Pink Floyd and Another Brick in the Wall. We're going to start our look at the chart this week by going to number 5 for The Tourists, I Only Want to Be With You. It was a number 4 in the UK, is its highest position, number 6 in Australia, and the number 3 in Ireland. And of course, it's got Annie Lennox on the lead vocals.
Remember.
That's Annie Lennox. First of the songs from the chart this week in 1980. Second that we've got here, we're down at number nine. It's The Police, Walking on the Moon. It was a number one in the UK and also in Ireland. Top 10 in four more countries comes from the album Regatta de Blanc, which is number 369 in the Rolling Stones 500 greatest albums of all time. A million seller, of course, in the UK, and just showing how many albums were sold in the States. It was a million seller out there as well, where it only reached number 25.
Giant steps are what you take.
That's the Police and Walking on the Moon. And number 14 in the chart in 1980, it was Madness with My Girl. This came from their album One Step Beyond, which was a UK number two. The song itself was a number three in the UK and in Ireland.
I didn't wanna see the film tonight. I found it hard to say. She thought I'd had enough of her. Why can't she see? She's lovely to me, but I like to stay here and watch TV on my own every now and then. My girl's mad at me. Been on the telephone for an hour. We hardly said a word. I tried and tried, but I could not be heard. Why can't I explain? Why do I feel this pain? 'Cause everything I say, she doesn't understand. She doesn't realize. She takes it all the wrong way.
Madness and My Girl. And we'll have another vintage chart next week in the show when my guest here is Mike Alston from the Essex Community Foundation, who are an organisation that themselves gives lots of money to different other charities. So it'll be very interesting to hear what Mike has to say.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Okay, so this week on offer is to dig or not to dig. That is not the question. This takes place at the Chantry Centre, Chantry Way, Billericay, CM11, 2BB. It's a talk by Federico Filippi, hosted by Billericay Horticultural Society. Starts at 8pm, finishes at 10pm. Cost of £3, visitors are welcome. Refreshments are available. More details, go to www.billericay.com.
You just need the Billericay Horticultural Society. Just look that up.
Yeah, okay, best way.
Absolutely.
Something what they were called.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Cotfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
And Chris, how much does it cost if anybody goes to that?
£3.
Thank you very much.
Bargain.
Absolutely. Wonderful evening.
1-2-3 with Patrick Schering on Phoenix FM.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut & Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.huttonspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytalford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Get the home improvements you've always wanted at a price you can afford with SEH BAC and our biggest January sale. There's up to 50% off our stunning range of windows, doors, conservatories and extensions, and the option to buy now, pay in January 2025 or 2 years interest free. Transform your home for less with SEH BAC. Get inspiration at your nearest SEH BAC showroom or at SEHBAC.com. Representative 19.9% APR. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, join me, Joe Bailey, on Drive weekdays 3 till 6pm with local events, Drive live sessions, classic and latest hits, independent artists, requests, features including guest the intro, interviews.
Hello.
Buzzing. Thank you.
Hiya.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hi, Joe. 3 till 6pm on Phoenix FM. See you there.
Blast it.
Took my breath away a little bit there. It's like Joe can't breathe to these bad.
Now it's Joe Long-Billon with a great show here from 3 to 6 this afternoon. And then, of course, it's the Bliss Disciples along at 6. It's Resurrection with Paul at 8. And then it's all the classic hits from the 60s and 70s between 10 and midnight. So, Bob, you asked for a particular track, Clymie Fisher, Love Changes Everything, which I can tell you was came out in 1988. It was a number one in Portugal. Was number two in the UK, and it was top 10 in 4 more countries, and it won the Ivan Awello Award for the best song of the year musically and lyrically. So why do you like this track?
Well, when you asked me for a favourite track of mine, I thought, well, I've got quite a few, but whenever I go onto YouTube and have my mix come up, it's always at the top, so I always play this one. It's one of my favourites.
I'm sorry.
That's Climby Fisher and Love Changes Everything. As chosen by my guest here, Bob, here in the studio.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
On this Monday coming and every other Monday, the Phoenix FM Open Mic Night takes place at the Essex Arms, 10 Worley Hill in Worley, Brentwood, CM14 5HA. The event is hosted by Kev Piggott from 8pm to 10pm, and all the tracks that are recorded and a selection will be then played on the Sunday session show every Sunday from 10am.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Cotfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
And having my friends Chris and Bob here with me here this afternoon, I thought we ought to have this. These are the Beach Boys from a long time ago. Beach Boys 1968, the album and the single actually both only made number 25 in the charts. This is a brand new release from Jody and the Germs, and this is called Joy. So that's Jodie and the Germs and Joy. So Chris and Bob, it's been great to have you with us here this afternoon. Have you had a good time?
It's been great.
Yeah, fantastic.
Thank you. And of course, and you won the competition.
Yes.
Yeah.
Not absolutely. That I'll mention it.
At all during the next week. If anybody missed the show and has just tuned in to listen to the great show that Joe will be doing fairly soon, why should they listen back to the recording?
They'll be able to find out how they can help towards helping with cancer research. It's not just about joining the committee, it's just doing any little thing, really. Find out if your local committee need anything. So we recently did a teddy tombola, put out an appeal and got lots of teddies. So anyone can do anything to help. Doesn't to be all full on joining a committee. Just find out what your local committee need and go along and help.
Brilliant, that sounds very good, and thank you very much for that. And we'll leave you this afternoon with a bit of John Baptiste and Tell the Truth. Good afternoon, and Joe be along next.
FM. News.